Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one tonight. We give everyone a warm welcome at our service again this evening. And we're turning again to the book of Samuel. And there's so much in the book of Samuel, I'm really only skimming it over because I just don't have the time to really do as much as I want to do, but just trust the Lord will give you something from tonight. We want to go to chapter 23 again, verse 15 and 16. And I want tonight just to briefly talk about David's offering, and I won't hold you as long tonight. Maybe we could stand just for way of a change, and we're going to read the first two verses of 2 Samuel 23, verse 15 and 17. David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore he would not drink it." Let's bow our heads again tonight. And if you have a need, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. The Lord bless you. And we're going to just remind you in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. In the name of thy lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that we can enter your courts with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts and say, "This is the day the Lord has made." Father, we ask for the Holy Spirit to close us in for a time tonight. Sanctify us. Sanctify this room and each one of us here, Lord. Cover us with your precious blood. Forgive us every wrong word, every wrong thought, every wrong deed. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. I do take the Holy Spirit to help me right now in Jesus' precious name. Pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. And I pray you'll give us something from your word tonight, Lord, that you may be glorified and uplifted in Jesus' precious name. Pray for every need in this room tonight. You know, sisters, brothers, each one that's needs tonight, unspoken, unspoken. Father, we bring them all before you. And it's already been prayed, and we pray that you'll meet every single need in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Father, we pray again for our own children, for sons, for daughters, for husbands, for wives, that you'll move on them and that the Holy Spirit will bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. David's offering, and these things did the three mighty men of God when they went out and they got David the water. Now, the first thing that you could say is a common thing, it's just water. In verse 15, it says it's just water. And, you know, it's just a common thing. And sometimes we can maybe do a wee small thing for God. It's maybe not much detail till it in our life. But, you know, we maybe don't need to always look for some big thing. Maybe God sometimes just wants the small thing, not the big thing. And the small things sometimes are important. And the Bible says if we're faithful in the small things, then he let us see some of the big things. And, you know, I suppose like the wee missionary that I mentioned before, she needed a pair of shoelaces, that's not a big thing. Somebody said, "What's a pair of shoelaces?" She needed them. She had the money for them. She prayed for a pair of shoelaces, and the Lord sent her a pair of shoelaces. He spoke to somebody, and they felt led to buy a pair of shoelaces and send them to the missionary. Just a pair of shoelaces. But the Lord still blessed them for sending the pair of shoelaces. And the shoelaces were still important, though it was a small thing. Maybe not much cost, but they were obedient to the Lord. And you know, every little mercy and every opportunity We should take to glorify the Lord. Isn't that right? And if we do feel God speaks to us, and maybe a small thing, we should do it. I believe we should do it. And the quiet moments, the quiet times, maybe sometimes you feel to draw aside, you're away somewhere, you're doing something. Maybe something comes on you. You feel impressed to pray. That's the Holy Spirit. And you should just take a moment and pray, even if it's a small prayer. God hears a small prayer. And God hears a silent prayer. Because Hannah prayed silent prayer, but her lips just moved. There's no noise, but God still heard it. Now, there's another thing about this. It maybe was a common thing. And then in verse 17, it also could have been a costly thing. Because verse 17 says it was under, you know, jeopardy of their lives. And these mighty men broke through the camp of the Philistine in jeopardy of their lives. So on one side of it was a small thing, but then on another side of it, it was a costly thing. Because the men as well have been killed, what they did for David. And that lets you see what they thought of David when they were willing to break through the camp of the Philistines, and David wanted to drink from that well at Bethlehem. And no doubt, as a boy, as a shepherd, many a time, he must have drunk from that well. The water must have been good in that particular well. And there is a well tonight that we need to drink from. And the water's good in it. And a matter of fact, it doesn't taste like it anywhere else. It's the well of the Lord tonight. And David wanted to drink from that well. And these three mighty men broke through. And they broke through the camp of the enemy. And they got him it. Now, it could be a common thing, but it's made precious because, you know, it was a great price paid for it. These men went in jeopardy of their lives to get David the water. And 2,000 years ago, there was a great price paid for me and you. And we ought not to take salvation lightly and the water of the Lord lightly, because Jesus Christ paid his life's blood on the cross that we could have it. And it's a precious thing. It's nothing to the world tonight, but it's precious to me and you, isn't it? What the Lord done. And he went the whole way to the cross, and he set his face as a flint, and he went up to Jerusalem, and he pressed through. And the devil tried to kill him at the whipping post. He almost did it, but he couldn't do it. But he tried his best to do it. But he went the whole way to Calvary, and with his precious blood of Christ. David was sufficiently, you know, large-hearted not to offer to God as a sacrifice, which cost him nothing. Verse chapter 24 and verse 24. You know, it didn't cost David, but it cost somebody. These men did it in jeopardy of their lives, and David wouldn't even drink it. He wouldn't even drink it because of what way it came. He offered it unto the Lord. And to those who reserve for God the torn reputation, the lame life, and the sick days. There's people who they'll give stuff to God because they don't need it. They'll give someone to the Lord's work because they don't need it. But the Lord doesn't want that. The Lord wants a sacrifice. And there was a sacrifice made here for this glass of water or whatever vessel they brought it in. There was a great sacrifice made to get it. Three men put their lives in jeopardy to get it. And it was no small thing. And David appreciated that, and God appreciated it. And David was willing to thirst on and pour it out as a sacrifice unto the Lord. Malachi chapter 1, verse 13 and 14 says, "And ye said also, behold, what a weariness it is, and ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn in the lame and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver who hath in his flock a meal and bath, and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen." Now, if we were to turn this tonight, and I'm going to turn it as a preacher here tonight, people offer God a bit of their time when they've nothing else to do. But there's not many people today as Christians are willing to sacrifice an evening and give it to the Lord. But that's what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to redeem the time. The Lord wants us
Just like the Bible's saying here, these fellas had flocks of sheep and cattle, and they picked out some old weasel of a thing, some old half-dead thing, and they had no good to them, and that's what they're going to give it to the Lord. That's not a sacrifice. God wanted the best they had. And you know, in the Old Testament, when you picked a lamb, it had to be a lamb without blemish and a lamb without spot, representing Christ. And 14 days old, a meal. And God wanted the best. And God wants us to give Him His best, amen, our best. And I was talking to one of the brothers tonight coming in, you know, 29 years coming up married, and it's gone, and it's like yesterday. And we can say, oh, I'll serve the Lord maybe in a month or two, and next year I'll do it, or the next year I'll do it. But the next year comes, and the next year goes, and the next year goes. But God wants us to do it now. God wants us to do it now. And God wants us to make some sacrifices and give Him our best. Because He gave us His best. He so loved the world, He gave the greatest gift He could ever give. That was the gift of His only begotten Son on the cross. And He died for us and shed His blood. But I tell you, verse 14 says, but cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a meal and vath and sacrifice unto the Lord a corrupt thing. For I'm a great king, saith the Lord of hosts. My name's dreadful among the heathen. We can become so busy in this life, and you know what I'm talking about tonight. And I know we've needs and we've things to do and we've jobs and all them different things. But I tell you, we need to give time to the Lord. We need to give time to the Lord. And I tell you, the world today is in a rat race. And nobody's got any time no more. And nobody can talk to nobody no more. Nobody's no time. But one day there's going to be time. And I tell you, the Lord wants us to give us Him some time. They give to God that which they no longer want, a diseased body and a sin-smitten soul. Proverbs 3:9. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. I said to somebody recently, I said, have it given to the Lord. And I said, there's some people give to the Lord and there's some people don't. And he said, oh, but maybe they haven't got it. Maybe they're getting it tight. But I tell you, the Bible says that's the time to do it. If you want the blessing, you have to do it God's way. But you can't get the blessing if you do it your own way. It's like getting saved. I spoke to some people the other night about getting saved. And the several of them was really convicted and listening. And they were very close. You know, the Lord's working on some of these people. And I won't mention who they are. But one of them, he got up and, you know, oh, I know such a church, and the fella slapped the women and he did this and that. But the Lord never will ask that man about that when he gets over on the other side. He'll never once say, tell him what somebody else done. But he'll say, what did you do, my son called Jesus? He'll never give an account for his neighbor or the man down the road. But he'll give an account for himself. And each one of us will give an account for our own selves. Here's another thing about this in verse 15. This was a desirable thing. Desirable. David longed for the water of Bethlehem. I tell you tonight, if you're honest with me, and those of us that want the Lord and serve the Lord, aren't we longing for a move of God tonight? Aren't we longing for the Spirit of God to move tonight? Aren't we longing for it? Heaven, we desire for it tonight. That God would pour out His Spirit like He did in a day gone by. That God would begin to move and people would get saved and moved by the power of God and the Holy Ghost. We're longing for it tonight. I'm longing for it. I'm longing for God to move. And David longed for the water of Bethlehem. And I longed for the Holy Spirit to move and be poured out. And making this offering, David was not given that for which he felt he had no need. For his whole soul longed to have it. His whole soul longed to have it. David was choking for water. David was thirsty for water. Choking for it. But David offered it to the Lord. The very thing he wanted, the very thing he thirsted for, was put in his hands, and he gave it to the Lord. I'll tell you, that's some sacrifice. It's no sacrifice to give someone if you have 10 like it. But if you've only got one, And God had only one begotten Son, and He gave Him. He gave His only begotten Son on the cross. It is easy for us to offer God for that which we have no longer any use of, to enjoy it. You know, if you've got someone and you're fed up with it, to give it to somebody is no sacrifice, none at all. But if you have someone that you love and you enjoy, I'll tell you, that's a different thing if you had to give that away. Many readily part with their goods for charitable purposes. And when death is looking them in the face, who, while healthy and vigorous, they hold on to it with greed. The greed takes them. I'll tell you, I know a man, and I'll mention no names. But I'll tell you, he'd hardly get you this or that, and you're doing jobs. And he pulled the water notes out the other day, and I would have choked a donkey, as the man says. He wasn't working with 20 pound notes, 50s. And if you sent the same boy to the shop with a 20 pound note, and you had 40 get back, you'd never see it again. That's how greedy he is. And there's people today, and they're greedy. And this world's greedy. And the devil's greedy. And the devil's not satisfied to send thousands to hell. He wants to send the millions. He's a greedy devil. He's a hungry devil. And I tell you, this world's greedy, isn't it? The god of this evil age. And people are so caught up with things the day in this life. But I'll tell you, no matter how much a man has, when you put him in the wooden box, he's taking none of it with him. He's going to leave it all behind. And you wouldn't know what's left to come a whole row over what's left. Or there might be nothing left. It'll make no difference. It'll not affect him. He'll be going on. It's not the truth. Every one of us will be the same. Now, I'm not saying God can bless people. But I'm just talking about there's people that can do things and they don't do it and they won't do it because they're too greedy to do it. It's not a terrible thing. David here could have drank this water. He was deserving to drink it, you know. He could have drank it. He was the Lord's servant and he was a king. And he sent these men in jeopardy of their lives, but he wouldn't drink it. He gave it to the Lord. Amen. There's no sacrifice in this. You know, but there is in something. You know, you maybe love it. And pouring out the water, the royal shepherd was given to the Lord that which was at that moment the best he had. That's what he was doing. And David was a royal shepherd. And we have a royal shepherd tonight. We have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords tonight. And I tell you, many times we come in the prayer meeting and we don't pray and we're worried about who's beside us or who's around us. We should forget about all that and we should be fit to give the Lord a sacrifice of praise and prayer. And never be ashamed of it. The Lord wants it. I tell you, many a time when you get coming to preach and you don't feel like preaching, you know that sometimes a preacher doesn't want to preach. Did you know that? And if you preach and you never felt like that, well, that's good. But many a time I've felt that I don't ever want to preach again. And I tell you, many a time you feel like you don't want to pray and you don't want to do a lot of things. But then you yield to the Spirit of God and you do it. You do it. And I tell you, that's the time God can bless that. See, your flesh, the spirit and the flesh, two different things. The war against war, you know. And they'll be warring until the Lord takes us. The two dogs is what the man talked about. Fighting again or all the time is not right. There's a wrestling match. And the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And we're to cast down all reasoning. Amen. You see, there's no sacrifice in the pouring out of the water. David could have done it, but he gave it to the Lord. Present yourself unto God. You know, that's what we need to do tonight. We need to present ourselves to the Lord. Here's another thing. It was a consecrated thing. Poured it out unto the Lord. He didn't pour it out for somebody else to hear it. Or see what I could do, or see what I could say. He poured it out unto the Lord. God wants us to do it unto Him. Amen. And sometimes, you know, when you don't feel like doing something, you have to remember the Bible says, whatsoever you put your hand forth to do, do it unto the Lord. That means your work tomorrow. But he's an old boy I've went to work for, and I didn't want to go and work for him at all, because he'd want 3 days work on one, and he wouldn't pay you nowhere near what you should be getting. But you do it unto the Lord. You had to keep on going and do it unto the Lord. That's the truth. And I tell you, you know, that's how you do it unto the Lord. If you're not doing it unto the Lord, it can become habit. A habitual thing. Would you just do it for the sake of doing it? But when you do it unto the Lord, it's a different thing. You'll enjoy it. When I close myself in the office and start to study and seek the Lord, I love to do it. I love to do it. I can't get enough of it, because I want to meet with the Lord afresh. And I don't come here to the service tonight so much to meet with the Lord in that sense. I meet with Him in my own secret place. It's where I meet with the Lord. And I want God to meet with us here as well. But every one of us should have our own private time where we meet with the Lord. It's not the truth. He refused to use it for gratification of his own longings. David did. You know, even water spilt in the ground after its holy fashion is not lost. It brings forth peaceable fruit for righteousness. David poured this out, but he was pouring it out to the Lord. And you could say, there it is into the ground, it's wasted. It means nothing, but it meant a lot. It meant a lot because God saw it, and God saw David's heart, and God saw what David did. And I tell you, there's the water of life as well, isn't there? That comes from the very throne of God, the water of life. Everything becomes holy that is given to the Lord. What shall I render unto the Lord? It's unto the Lord that we render ourselves, and we render everything. It's unto the Lord. Now here's my last thought tonight. I told you I wouldn't be long this evening. The thing that could not be taken back. I remember years ago, and I won't mention the woman, but some of you will know who I'm talking about. But years ago, there's a wee woman, and she gave me this wee organ. It was a real nice wee organ, but I couldn't play the organ. And we had nobody at that time to play it either. And the service was blessed that we have instruments playing that. But back then, with nobody to play it in the meetings, and I gave it to a friend, and he could play it, and he had it in his home, and he played it, and he didn't come to our fellowship. He went to another fellowship, but I was friends with him, still friends with him. He played it. And several years passed, and then this person rang me up looking at the organ. And I said, well, I don't have the organ. You give me the organ. He gave me it. And then because you give me it, I give it to somebody else. And they said, well, I want it back. And I'll tell you, I didn't know how to go and approach this other fellow to ask him back for the organ that I'd given, that somebody gave to me. And it ended up, they went back to get it back at him. See, God doesn't work like that. And even when you're studying the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gifts and callings are without repentance. When God gives you a gift, you'll always have the gift. Now what you do, what's another thing, but you'll have that gift. And when God saves you, He doesn't save you for a week or a month. You're saved for all time, and you're saved for all eternity. Away with this nonsense that a lot's preaching, that you're saved, then you're lost. Either you're saved or you're not saved. And if you're really saved, you can never be lost, for you never saved yourself. If you saved yourself, you could be lost. Or if you put an umbrella up, as a man said, when it was raining to save you, that's a different thing. But if the Lord saved you, you're saved. And Jesus says, none have I lost that thou hast given me. None. Thank God tonight, He never lost any of us. I tell you, this water spilt or poured out couldn't be gathered again. Sure it couldn't. Couldn't be gathered again. You ever thought of taking back for their own use? The sacrifice that was led in the altar that was given to God was his and his forever. And I tell you, there's people that will take back in a minute, but the Lord doesn't want us to take anything back. Whatever the Lord wants us to do and whatever we're set out to do, continue it. Don't go back. The Bible says, him that taketh his hand of the plow and looketh back is not worthy to enter in. God wants us not to take it back. David was perfectly conscious and pouring out the water onto the Lord, and it could never be more be his own. It was the Lord's. And when you give someone, you know, my father said to me years ago, he said, you know, if you give a man a gift and it's a financial gift, or he gives you a gift, vice versa, and that person burns it in the fire, that's none of the business of the person that gave it. Because you did your part and you give it, and God will bless you. It's no longer yours once you've given it. It's the Lord's. And the Lord will bless you. And this water was no longer David's once he gave it. David refused to drink it. He poured it out to the Lord. And God blessed him for it. Do we realize what this means? We've given ourselves unto the Lord. Then we're not our own. We're not our own tonight. And I tell you, if you're called of God and called to the ministry, and sometimes you don't feel like going, that'll not make any difference. You're not your own anyhow. You're the Lord's. Paul said he was a prisoner to Christ. A prisoner to Christ. He was the Lord's. And we're the Lord's tonight. We're not our own tonight. We're the Lord's. You know, thank God we're his tonight. And I just want to read you a couple of verses, and then I'm closing. I'm glad I'm not my own tonight. My, the way I was going was no good, but the Lord turned me onto his way. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19 to 20. What know ye not, that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? If you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So our body's the Lord's. And when people talk about our church, there's no such thing as our church. Do you realize that? That's a false statement. There's only one church. It's the Lord's church. And if it's not the Lord's church, it's not even a church. It's nothing. It's the Lord's. And there's one mystical body, and you're baptized and born into it. You can't join it. You're born into it. By one spirit of all, baptized into one body. It's the Lord's body. And I tell you, you're the Lord's tonight. And the Spirit of God comes on you to work on you and move on you. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, 15 says this, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one man died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but live unto him who died for them and rose again. I tell you, God doesn't want us to live for ourselves. He wants us to live for him. And when people say, I have no time to come to church, I'm so busy. Well, whatever's keeping them busy, they need to drop it. You know, a young woman said to me the other day, she said, you know, I pray every night. And I said, that's good. She's backslidden. She said, I pray every night. And I said, that's good. And she says, like, do I really need to come to church to be right with God? And I says, you can be right with God without coming to church. But I says, then what are you going to do with the Bible? She says, what do you mean? I says, the Bible says, gather often. As you see the day approaching. And you see, a lot of people go down the road, I can be saved and serve the Lord without going to church. That's true. You can do it so far. But then, where do you take your communion? Where do you pay your tithe? There's so many Bible principles that you can't do sitting at home. And I tell you, when the devil brought the lockdown in, and that's who brought it in, let me tell you that. And everybody had a son at home. And a lot of Christians become lazy Christians. And they've done all from home. And they were no longer challenged sitting at home because they could have the telly going and listening in to somebody preaching at the same time. But when you come to church, you need to be tuned into one place. One place. When you have an opportunity, when there's communion, to take communion and thank the Lord. You have an opportunity when the plate goes round to put an offering in it and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord's people and the Lord's servants. You can't do that tuning in at home. So it's all right in some cases. But when you have time and you can and you're able to come to the house of God, that's where we want to come. I tell you, David poured this out onto the Lord. He poured it onto the Lord, and the Lord blessed him. And I tell you, when you go on down this story, you'll see how he defeated the enemy. And these three mighty men of David broke through, and they brought him back the water. I'll tell you, brethren, it's great. You know, when you come to the prayer meeting and there's a brother or a sister gets up and they pray, it's great as a pastor to hear it, that there's others as well that can play their part and God can hear them. The Lord bless you tonight. As we come and pray this evening, the Lord bless you. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and thank the Lord tonight for all he's done for us. We're glad. Heavenly Father, we're so glad tonight for your mercy and for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for David. And we thank you for the greater David. Greater than Solomon is here. We thank you, Lord, that you never held back. But you sweated great drops of blood. You poured out your life unto death. And you went down into the underworld. And you led captivity captive. And you rose again on the third day, triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. And you give gifts unto man. Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. Thank you for your mercy tonight. Thank you for your grace tonight. Thank you that we can be found here clothed and in a right mind this evening and able to pray and call upon your name. Lord, I pray you'll accept our sacrifice of prayer and praise tonight. And I pray you'll bless and strengthen your people. I'm asking you'll meet the needs for each one in this room. Pray, God, you know people with needs tonight. I pray you'll meet their every need. I pray you'll answer for them. I pray you'll provide for them. I pray you'll bless them, Lord. Press down. Running over the top. Lord, we know you're coming soon. Help us to be the people of God that you want us to be ere you come. Bless the remainder of this service tonight and pray for Brother John as he comes on Sunday morning. You'll bless him, strengthen him. Pray you'll be with him, and even as he prepares to go to Australia, that you'll bless him mightily. Father, grant them the move of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' precious name. Pray for Brother Andrew Beecham as he prepares to come here. Help every one of us to be prepared, and bless your servant, Lord, as he prepares to come and go before him. Bless his comings in. Bless his goings out. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Just let's continue to seek the Lord tonight.